September 21st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if your Supreme Court holds a conservative majority, that is a strong first step in reversing the morals of this country. Along with that strength, we need once again a conservative president. All branches of your government working together towards a strong conservative outlook means a stronger conservative outlook for the future. This would result in law and order, a sense of security, and a fine-tuning of all government policies. As your Papa God, I am concerned with all aspects of your life. I wish to put an end to moral degeneration in the name of freedom. The term freedom has been misused in these times and has led to violence and chaos. This is not the type of freedom your forefathers sought when they fled tyranny to come here and establish a free nation. Freedom today is a catchword for doing whatever strikes your fancy. This is without regard for consequences to others. The very structure of law and order is under attack. Do not think for a minute that this type of freedom leads to happiness and security. I have given you the rules to be followed towards peace and security. They are called the Ten Commandments. Obey them, and all else will be added unto thee. A note is given to read 2 John chapter 6, verse 9. And this is love, that we follow his commandments. This is the commandment, as you have heard from the beginning, that you follow love. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, men who will not acknowledge the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the antichrist. Look to yourselves, that you may not lose what you have worked for, but may win a full reward. Anyone who goes ahead and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine has both the Father and the Son. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.